Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oh, look at Jeff. He's a cat. Hi, Jeff.
That's my favorite one to hork.
Oh, Heathcliff, Garfield?
No, the other Heathcliff crew. Skate Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Heathcliff.
In the car. Yeah.
You're not even recording yet.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Say hi to everybody.
I'm here live, Tim. I'm not a cat.
You said that already. Cat face.
I didn't know you were recording.
Jeff isn't a cat, but he's a pussy.
I think you have some sort of cat filter on your face, Jeff.
I'm here live. I'm prepared to proceed.
Now, was that in the impeachment or was it something else?
No, it was something else.
Okay. That's funny. It is funny. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 10, season 6, episode 10, I believe. That is the episode that we are on. Hey, welcome Gus Turner, who just signed up to be a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member.
Hey! Love Gus.
And yeah, he's a good dude. He contributes a lot in the Facebook stuff.
He's an incredible horror fan.
With vast knowledge of horror movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Incredible horror or an incredible horror fan.
I don't know about his proclivities, but I know he likes horror.
Horror, not whores.
I like horror.
Who didn't like horrors? Well, I'm gonna grow up. So anyway, welcome aboard, Gus, and thank you very much. We appreciate it. And
Hey, Dustin, I'm gonna need you to put some lotion on your skin, or else I'm gonna have to put the hose down there again.
I tell you what, my nails are just never gonna be the same after this.
Oh, that was the scariest part when she's looking at the light going up the tunnel or the well, and she sees those fingernails stuck in. Ooh.
Yeah. You know, there's a few scary parts around that. I think her turning around the corner and seeing the skin suit, that one kind of freaked me out at the time. I think I was like 15 or something.
I want to watch that movie again. I used to watch it once every year.
I don't know. I think I've seen it so many times. It's just, I don't know if I could just watch it from the beginning again.
Yeah, it's like It's a Wonderful Life used to be. You can pick up anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. James Gum.
Wait, was she a great big ant person?
Steph, I'm going to need you to eat that cake or else I'm going to put the hose on you.
Oh, dudes, it's all in my mind right now. It's day 2 of this diet. I'm so hungry.
What do I have to do? You guys want me to show you that meme I was telling you about? The animated GIF of Baby Yoda?
Okay.
Yes, please.
Well, let me tell you what it is. Did any of you object to seeing him get shot?
Yes.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's not a real thing.
It's an inanimate object. I don't care one way or the other.
I was so shocking when I saw it that I couldn't stop laughing because not only, I'm going to tell you, okay, do you want me to spoil it or send it so you can see it?
Send it to us.
All right, hang on. I'll send it to you. It takes a few seconds to upload because it's such a large file.
But this is that guy sitting there with the giant dick again.
It's not the big muscle guy with the giant dick. No, I won't do that to you ever again. I like how you try to do that to me, but you fucked it up. Remember?
I remember.
How do you do that thing? First of all.
Did you ever hear the story on that guy?
No, I want to know. Okay, this is Dustin telling
dead,
us.
Dead, right?
The giant.
He is dead now, but he did a few of those like sleazy porno shots for money when his house was being foreclosed on for his family. So he took these photos, didn't think they would get, you know, around very much. And they had been out for a couple of years. I mean, it had taken him a couple of years before it got viral. And then once it happened, his fiance at the time that he died, now like was told about this. She had no idea that it was this virtual phenomenon of people sending pictures of her dead fiance's penis to everyone on earth for a matter of a couple months. And it was pretty funny. Tom Segura, the comedian, he actually got in contact with her and they arranged to where she's now making money off of when people license it and try to use it. Yeah. He actually set it up for her to be able to make money off of it. So yeah, it's a weird story.
But somebody photoshopped it into the Capitol Rotunda in a picture from the riots and nobody noticed it. You could just see its way in the background.
Where did he die? Was he strangled by his dick?
No.
Yeah, actually, I think
his fiance would die before he would.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think he died of a terminal disease like cancer. Yeah,
I make fun of the guy. He had dick cancer. So, Jeff, did you watch it?
I haven't got it yet.
Oh, I sent it to you guys.
It's slow on the roll.
Yeah.
You texted it?
Yeah, I texted it to all three of you, and since all of you have iPhones, it should come.
I haven't gotten it yet.
It'll take a second. It's a big animated file.
But is it getting flagged by the government or something?
Oh, but you know, I couldn't send it to people through Instagram or Facebook. And now Instagram, by the way, is going to be monitoring your DMs for speech. They say hate speech, but you know, you can say, I'm getting fat. I hate it. And then they will block you for saying fat. You can't say fat on Facebook or you will be put into jail.
Yeah. I work with a Kevin Smith group on Facebook and we've got like, you know, 30,000. Close to 30,000 members. And so you get a lot of people saying a lot of stuff. And it's funny, in the last 2 months, we've had like 50 to 60 things pulled by Facebook. And when you go to look at them, it is things like, oh, you know, something that somebody would say backhanded, you know, just kind of off the cuff. That's not even a derogatory remark, but those algorithms are picking it up and they're just booting it out.
Mm-hmm.
I told Jeff a couple weeks ago, I said, I'll kill you in a text because he said something crazy to me and they threatened me.
Facebook?
Yeah.
In a DM or straight up?
They removed my comments to Jeff and then they sent me a message and told me that it was blah, blah, blah. And if I did it again,
community standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they said,
Are we adults or not? Do we need Facebook?
Well, they said, do you want to fight this? And I'm like, nah, I wanted to kill him. So
no, I want to come find you, Mark Zuckerberg, and kick your balls in if you had balls, because you don't. You're a fish alien. He's a fish alien. They go to some lizard people, but Mark Zuckerberg is a fish alien. And
let's just all get VPNs and go dark web. Let's just go dark web. We do what we want.
Well, I don't really need to go to the dark web. And they're done that. I was there for 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, first of all, it's complicated to get here. It's slow. And I don't need to order a hitman.
So I do. I got to have Steph killed.
Yeah, that's true.
Get to me on Facebook.
Some of the things we're going to do on the show tonight, we're going to, in addition to talking about.
Text just came in.
Uh oh. All right. Everybody get it?
No.
Yep.
Not me.
Uh oh.
I've got layers of protection if this is something.
we are going to play Danger Zone again tonight.
Holy shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So no, okay, now I can't.
Jesus, that's horrible.
You, Jeff, no comment.
He's
gonna keep watching it.
Wow!
After he gets shot, it's far worse than getting shot.
Who would do this?
I don't know. God.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
So there, I'll describe it.
It's for like people. Somebody put him in Red Dead Redemption or something, and then.
Yeah, rendered it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I found it on the television board on 4chan where they talk about TV and movies, and it was in the Star Wars thread. And basically, somebody's handing a cupcake to Grogu, and he smiles and goes to grab it. The guy pulls his hand away, pulls a pistol in his other hand, and shoots Grogu in the head. And then while Grogu is twitching on the ground, he pees on it. So there you go. You don't need me to... We're not posting it anywhere. It's highly offensive. I guess I'm just desensitized to everything that I find that so funny. I don't know. I would, you know, obviously Grogu isn't a real being, or I would be, you can't post that. That's terrible. Like, could you imagine posting that on Twitter or something, and the outrage that you would run into?
If it was Gina Carino that was being shot, nobody would care.
No, they wouldn't care. Well, Ted Cruz would, but you know,
I think I'm more desensitized than you, Tim, because I felt nothing.
You didn't even laugh.
No,
you're hungry. You have a pass. You're hungry. You're hangry tonight. Steph is hangry.
I'm hungry for Grogu's blood.
Wow. Would you eat Grogu if you were, you know, if you were flying in space and you crashed on an ice planet and you didn't, you know, all there were ice spiders?
No. I couldn't eat Grogu, no.
I would eat him before I ate a porg.
Yeah, yeah. Well, porgs are birds, dude. Grogu's a sentient being.
I'd blow my brains out. I'm not a survivor. I don't like trials and tribulations.
I don't either. Well, you're not going to like the future. mask up forever. Like I said, we are going to play Danger Zone, a fun game where we actually have easier clues tonight because everybody said, "Oh, here's your
clue." You refused
to sing this time.
Yeah. What, Jeff?
You refused to do my suggestion. You said it was too hard.
Well, how many people do you think know songs from Grease 2?
Everyone on Earth.
They do not know songs from Grease 2. We do because we watched it all the time. Dustin, do you know songs from Grease 2?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Cool Rider.
That's the only one that people really remember.
You could do Cool Rider.
Do it, Jeff.
If you really want to know what I want in a guy. Yeah. Well, I'm looking for a dream on a mean machine with hell in his eye. I want a devil skin tight leather. It's going to be wild as the wind. And one fine night. I'll be holding on tight to a cool rider, a cool rider. If he's cool enough, he can burn me through and through. Whoa, whoa.
Go ahead.
Just picture Jeff in some leather hot pants.
Hey, Jeff, have you ever read a Superman comic?
Not in the last few hours.
See, we can quote the fuck out of Grease, too. But I think that's very limited. Gen X, maybe. Can do it. I don't know anybody beyond that or before that. Yeah, because my mom didn't like it. She was a huge Grease fan. She didn't like this one.
I hated it. I think it's a terrible movie.
I didn't hate it, but you know, it was on HBO 100 times. So you know, when you skip school, why not watch Grease 2? I think they should do a Grease 3. Do it in the '80s.
I've been playing that. They should do it in the '70s.
Seventies. Yeah, they were older kids, so they would have had kids in the '70s, right?
Yeah.
They all look like they were 40 when they were making Grease.
Yeah. The crew, I will say that. The crew in Grease 2 were a much better looking cast.
Oh, yeah.
And much more age appropriate. They looked closer to high school age.
Yeah, they were all in their 30s, don't you? There wasn't Travolta in his 30s when Grease was made. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. Let's see. Jeff got us a guest next week, so you're going to be looking forward to that. We're going to be speaking to Joel Murray. Why don't you tell people who Joel Murray is, Jeff?
You know him from Mad Men.
Oh, I'm going to ask him about Mad Men.
Yeah, from the Lodge 49, Bobcat Goldthwait movies. He was in Shakes the Clown. He was in
One Crazy Summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Calamari, George Calamari in One Crazy Summer.
I'm just going to ask him about his brother. What's it like being with Brian Doyle?
I think he does a Brian Doyle impersonation that maybe people can coax out of him. Yeah.
All right.
What is the age gap between all the brothers?
I don't know. I think their eldest brother has passed away.
Yeah.
But recently. Like I think Joel may be the second from second
the youngest.
Maybe the youngest or the second youngest. Because John, maybe one older than him. The one that was in Moving Violations.
Yeah.
Has a uncredited cameo in Caddyshack, but not Joel. So I'm thinking maybe Joel was too little during when Caddyshack was being filmed.
So there was five or six Murray brothers.
There's five.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian, Joel, Edward, John, and Andy.
Andy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, we're going to be talking to Bill Murray's brother. Who is also an actor himself and has been in a lot of movies and TV shows. And
he was in town last week filming for Heels, that new Star show. So I reached out to him, but he's back home now. So he'll come on Monday and talk to us.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want to know if his connection from Mad Men, if they're going to get him into, if he's going to be on Handmaids at any point.
Did you see the promo for Hulu? I think it was during the Super Bowl. It was like an upbeat, hey, we're Hulu, blah, blah, blah. We're having a great time. And they're showing all these people smiling. And then right in the middle of the montage of clips, they had a picture of Elizabeth Moss smiling in the getup. It's like, that show does not belong in this montage. She's being tortured, forced to have babies for the state. And then you got her grinning in the little, hey, everybody's happy for Hulu. That was weird.
Yeah, there's nothing fun about that show. I've never left that show. We went, well, that was a good time.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're a captain. I mean, no one gets to have fun on that show unless you're the guy that runs the household.
Or the chick that blew up all the captains.
Yeah, that's true. I like the one-eyed chick, Haley.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. An update from my cues. I'm going to start watching Yellowstone this weekend since everybody's badgering me to watch it.
What, QAnon's telling you to watch Yellowstone?
No, not that kind of Q. Different kind of Q. The one that's, I can't remember how to spell, that means line.
Oh, C-U-E?
No, it's
Q-U-E-U-E.
I don't know how the fuck you spell it. The British are stupid. spell things weird. And before we really get going with some of the news stories, of course, it's become a tradition for us. Not only is Stephanie hungry and has a big piece of cake behind her because she's on her new diet where she can't eat all that stuff, we have donut news again, and it's very sad donut news. Krispy Kreme in Midtown Atlanta. I don't know if it's the first ever, but it was the one that's on Ponce de Leon Avenue
by Shaq.
Midtown. Yeah, Shaq is a majority owner of that store. Burned down, and nobody knows why. I guess faulty wiring. So if you want hot, crispy donuts, you're not going to get them.
Extra hot.
In Midtown, yeah, extra Krispy Kreme. But nobody was hurt, so we can kind of make jokes. But it is sad.
They burned down the donut place.
So I guess that's not a 24-hour Krispy Kreme, eh?
Not anymore. It's not even a 22-minute burn that shit down, man. What am I going to eat when I come to town? I go in and get my free donuts.
Nobody liked my extra hot donuts available now. Neon sign.
I thought that was hilarious.
I did too.
What, did you post it and get in trouble? Did people?
No, it didn't get as many likes as I thought it would.
Post the Baby Yoda getting shot on your Facebook page.
No.
That'll get a reaction.
Oh, why does it say that? Oh, happy Tim's anniversary?
Yeah, it's Tim's anniversary this weekend.
Yeah. Oh,
it's my
Valentine's Day.
That's right. It's our anniversary. We've been married 4 years. I believe.
4 years.
Yeah.
You better do something special with her being pregnant and all hormonal. If you don't come out with something good, you're really going to get it.
Well, if she finishes cutting the grass and taking all the leaf clippings to the curb, she'll get a nice gift, won't she? What's that old Steve Martin joke? Yeah, my grandmother asked me to borrow some money. I said, yeah, well, I got some barbells I need moved to the attic. Anyway. So, yeah, I know you, Dustin usually does the news, and we do have some stories and stuff to talk about. But I mean, we can't ignore the fact that Gina, what's her name? Carino was fired from the Mandalorian. Now, it's not like something that just happened and they're like, oh my God, there's been a campaign for months and months and months to get her off that show because she voted for Trump and she's an anti-mask type of person. And, you know, all the things that some people don't like or a lot of people don't like. But, you know, she's very vocal about it on her social media. So there's your downfall right there. You're not allowed to be vocal about your beliefs if they go against the norm, right?
I heard it was because she blew up the Jewish space lasers.
Well, she's not even crazy like that. She's not a conspiracy nut. I follow her and I read some of them. I mean, I really don't give a fuck what she thinks about anything. I like her on the show. I don't have a problem with her on the show. So I'm one of those weird people that's like in the middle going, don't cancel her. Don't cancel the people who, you know, liberals don't get canceled. But if they did, I'd be saying the same thing. It's stupid. Who cares? And Stephanie made a point I saw on her Facebook page. Shut the fuck up. You know, shut up, act, and no one will fire you, especially if you have the wrong think, right? Am I right or wrong? I mean,
I think you're right because, I mean, my job isn't affected really by if I'm for Trump or if I'm not for Trump. I could talk about it all the time on social media. It wouldn't affect my job. But if you know for a fact you've watched it happen, you make millions of dollars. Is it that hard for you to just be like, I won't talk about it on social media? Yeah. Let me just be something. If I'm having discussions with people in person and we're talking, and I'll say what my viewpoints are. But I feel like if you're either an extreme left or an extreme right, it doesn't matter. You alienate your fans by doing that kind of shit.
Right. And because people do not understand context or meanings behind things, because the last Instagram post she made, they're saying it was anti-Semitic and all this stuff. It was the opposite of anti-Semitic. It was showing you how the Nazis used Germans to persecute Jewish people before they took full power of the country. You know what I mean? They got everybody to hate them using propaganda. And so her point was, is that's what the left is doing to the Trump voters or whatever. Whether that's true or not, that's her opinion. And it's not anti-Semitic. So that's the thing that bothers me the most. You know, Pedro Pascal has posted tons of shit on his Instagram page. In fact, he in 2018, he posted a meme that was at the top. It was pictures of kids. It was a picture of kids in a concentration camp. And then below, it was a picture of kids in a cage. And he had written USA 2018, blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out that they weren't even Latin American kids. They were Palestinian kids. And second of all, that's a horrific distinction to try to make or to juxtapose. So he gets away with stupidity, but she doesn't. So that's just how it is. So to circle, I'm going to circle back like Jen Psaki. I'm circling back. I'm going to circle back with you. But my point is that, you know, if you have views that don't go along with groupthink, and you're an actor or a comedian or whatever, don't share them because no one cares. You're going to be gone and that's it. And, that's just the way it is, right?
And it's not, and I see what a lot of people say too, that's not the same. For some people get away with it because they feel a different way or whatever.
Cannon got away with it. He's back.
But I think personally, you can just cancel somebody on your own.
Yeah.
Cancel them in your hide. If you don't like them anymore, then just don't like them anymore. I don't need a movie company or a record company or somebody else to take up for me. I just don't like them anymore.
We're adults. We don't need gatekeepers. And that's what pisses me off more than anything else. I mean, some people say the worst, most abhorrent things on earth. But you know what I can do? I can mute them or delete them or block them. And I don't have to see them. But when platforms take it upon themselves to go, we don't think you should be able to see that, then I feel like I'm a child. And I don't like feeling that way. I don't like someone having that control. What, Jeff?
I'm blocking you right now for that Baby Yoda meme.
I didn't share that with anybody.
Send it to me. I'm blocking you.
Okay, then that's your prerogative. You didn't. There wasn't.
Well, I think it's the hypocrisy too that gets to people. You know, I was a huge Ice Cube fan. Always loved him. Was a huge NWA fan. All this other stuff. We know Ice Cube's militant. I enjoy that about him. It's entertaining. And his barrage on Twitter this last year with BLM, supporter, yes, fine, cool. But he was very, very it was bad. A lot of the things that he said were really hardcore. Yeah. And then everybody was like, oh, but it's Ice Cube. But then he came out and supported Trump.
Yeah, they hated him. I mean,
he didn't
support him. He just said, all he said was, we went to Kamala Harris. We went to we're not going to get political after this, but what I'm saying, we're pointing out a societal fact that he said, we went to the Democrats and they said, come back to us after the election. We went to Trump and he said, I'll give you $500 million for business opportunity zones. Did it. And he goes, that's results, whether he was pandering or whatever. But then people hated him for that. It's ridiculous. So you can't win for losing.
That's why you should just shut up.
Yeah,
shut up.
You know, right after the election, David Cross, who's just insane, on his Twitter feed posted, he's very funny and he's a good actor and I like him. But on his Twitter feed, he wrote, I don't want reconciliation. I want blood. All right, well, go get it then, you fucking loser.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Other comedians like Todd Barry, he can do something in a very subtle manner and you know where he stands, but he will do it in a funny way. A lot of comedians have that ability to do it. Others don't. I'm not a comedian, but I don't have the ability to be subtle. So I have to dial myself back and, otherwise I'll sound like David Cross. So stupid. But anyway, rest in peace, Gina Carano's career in Hollywood. Her family owns a bunch of casinos, so she's going to be fine.
What do you think? They'll replace her in that role, or they'll just get rid of the role?
Well, all the bots and stans on in Twitterverse, or in the Twitterverse, they want her replaced with the old lady from Xena.
Really?
Yeah. Because she's pro LGBTQZPRDWX562425.
She's like 65 or some crap. Mm-hmm.
But she's pro LGBTQ652417 8 negative P pi omega pi epsilon.
Max Rebo's pro blowing up abortion clinics.
Who's Max Rebo?
I say get rid of her. She's
the keyboard player, the elephant thing.
Yes.
Blow up all the abortion clinics. Oh,
I say replace her with a man. She's a woman. That was the first problem.
Yeah. Look, I don't want no chicks in Star Wars. Just kick ass, man. All right. Dustin, you got a couple other stories you want to share with us so we stop alienating people? I try to walk the middle ground here, so.
Let's see. A new line.
You don't have to read the headline I wrote.
No. The wonderful people at New Line are going to remake The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's mostly because Wizard of Oz has been in public domain now for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, New Line is owned by Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owned the original 39 edition. Mm-hmm. So they can pull things from those and use, you know, like the ruby slippers, things that were specific to that movie and not the actual books or story. So they've got the best of both. They can get the pop culture version and they can pull from the books as well. And
the movie wasn't really, it was very loosely based on the book. So,
oh yeah.
Like she had 10 shoes, like 10 shoes. Yeah. They weren't actual ruby slippers.
Maybe so, they go closer to the book silver, and yeah, take the songs out and shit.
It's not supposed to be, yeah, it's supposed to be a straightforward movie. It's not going to be a musical. Right.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz is an allegory for the gold standard, and it was the silver. I was wrong. It's the bricks are silver. It's the silver brick road, and Frank L. Baum wrote it, and there's all sorts of breakdowns as to what it's about. But really, it's kind of them, you know, it was kind of against fiat currency, which is what we use, and against the Federal Reserve and stuff like that. But if you read the book and then you read it'll tell you what all those little hidden things are. But I just don't see why it needs to be remade. I know you pretty much nailed it. They want to make money off it again. So just like Disney does, Disney, well, we're going to redo the animated one and make it live action with CGI. It's just to make more money. That's all. And
they need to get on that live action Rescuers though before Bob Newhart passes.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to watch that. We already lost Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa Gabor. What was
well, this is being, they're going to be, it's going to be directed by the lady that done was an executive producer on The Watchmen. And she did the pilot episode, directed the pilot episode and a few other episodes, but she also made that Woodsman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, where he was a diddler.
Yeah, the diddler. So I'm not, I mean, you know, I'm interested to see, you know, anything. I mean, this is as close to an original idea as you're going to get from Hollywood. So,
what is? You
know, no, just remaking The Wizard of Oz. That's kind of how I feel about it. It's like that's the only original idea you're going to get. That's as original as it's going to be.
Who's going to play the tin person?
Somebody trans. I would assume this is going to be an all trans cast.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'd be a tin person. That's for sure.
Yeah, the wizard will be an old white man, just like it was in the original. But you know, emphasis on old and white. And I wonder who the Wicked Witch will be. Probably a guy.
It'd be a guy, yeah.
Donald Trump.
Roseanne.
The Wicked Warlock of the West. Roseanne. See, that would be great casting. And think about it. All the people. Great casting. Be perfect.
I think it'd be, if they tried to make it funny, that would make it, you know, have her laughing. I hate this movie, you guys. Yeah, honestly, I think I've told you that before. I hate this movie.
You don't like the original?
No, I despise it. It has a lot of traumatic value for me. It scares the shit out of me. I think it's one of the scariest movies ever made.
Monkey scared the piss out of me when I was
hate it.
the 80s, what, the early 80s remake, or not remake, but sequel that they made with the
Cruisable.
Yeah. Hmm. That one, kind of the Wheelers and the Revisiting of Oz, that one freaked me out a little more than the original. It was around the house all the time. It was, you know, something we actually watched sat down and watched every year.
Matt and Moses, or Ten Commandments and Sound of Music every spring.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid it was the tornadoes. I didn't even like the Starship Sarah video. It scared me.
The Starship Sarah video. Sarah! I didn't like that either because I didn't like that song. Wizard of Oz scared the piss out of me when I was a kid for a lot of reasons. And it's a good movie. I also liked The Wiz. Now, if you're going to do something to adapt it, The Wiz was amazing. The music is really good. You had Diana Ross, Nipsey Russell, Michael Jackson, just to name a few. The Wiz was really, really cool. You can still listen to the soundtrack and enjoy it. The Wiz, before it was a movie, it was on Broadway. So since we were in a market where we had Channel 11, which would show Broadway commercials, we got to see commercials for The Wiz. And I was like, I want to go see that. And finally, they made a movie out of it. Same thing with Evita. You know, in the 70s, the commercial, it was Mandy Patinkin in the commercial, mm-hmm. along with, who played Evita Peron? It's that actress that yelled at somebody for using a cell phone a couple of years ago, Patty LuPone. So those two were in the commercials, that and Mum and Chance with the toilet paper.
Patty LuPone, she's Broadway royalty, is she not?
She is. She's an amazing singer and very talented. I just thought it was funny that one time when she snapped, "Get off the bucket, Bo!"
Well, it also looks like the Britney Spears is coming out after this documentary that Steph was talking about last episode, mm-hmm. has come out, and she actually came out on Twitter and spoke to her fans, kind of letting everyone know that she didn't really say how she felt about it, but she kind of alluded to, you know, every person is their own individual and you don't know what goes on behind the lens of a documentary camera. So maybe there's a little more that she wanted to say, but given the state of affairs, she might want to, you know, try to remain calm.
Did you guys all watch it?
I haven't watched it yet.
I did, of course.
I watched it. I think those fans of hers at the beginning, the people that are organizing all of it, the phalanx of marginalized youths.
Is it the Leave Britney Alone guy?
No. They have a hashtag Free Britney. They're insane. They're QAnon, but they're all wearing pink and love Britney. They have this conspiracy theory that they've derived from looking at her videos, and they've all decided that her dad is an evil man. Now, you can watch the documentary, and Steph, feel free to argue with me or whatever, but you mean her... They do an okay job of presenting her father as a control freak and you know, dominating her life. But she's made a history of bad decisions. And you can see that. You know, maybe Kevin Federline wasn't a bad decision because he seems to be a decent guy. And look at him. He struck gold. You know, he banged Britney Spears and gets the kids and he gets all the money and doesn't have to work. And he's a douchebag. But my point is that nobody in her family was interviewed for this. And the people that I liked in the documentary were her assistant who grew up in her town that used to help her out, that they pushed out of the way. And then there's one lawyer who the judge wouldn't allow this lawyer to take her case, but he reviewed a lot of it. And he said, we don't know what we don't know about her. So there's a huge chunk of things that because of HIPAA and laws like that, you're not allowed to know. So everything around that is speculative. So you go ahead, Steph.
I would not argue with you about the fact that she probably does need someone to man her finances to help her make business decisions, because she does, you know, watching her Instagram posts, she's a little goofy.
She is.
She's kind of goofy.
She has mental problems. And
I think she does. But the point of the thing is, why is he the one in control when he was barely in her life for years? They have no relationship. Her sons, her own children, have a restraining order against him because he tried to beat the shit out of one of the kids.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is not liked by anyone in the family. And so that's the whole thing. I think the family's point is they want somebody else in charge of it. Everyone agrees she needs someone, but they want him the fuck off of it.
They want Jamie Lynn to run it, right? The sister?
Right.
But it does take me back. You remember, and they show this very well, her rise and then her snapping. The paparazzi drove her insane. And if you remember back in that era when TMZ first started, you had Perez Hilton and all those fuckers who were just constantly badgering people. And they really, really badgered the shit out of her. And then when she shaved her head and then a couple of days later, you know, attacked the photographers with an umbrella and beat on the car, you know, this resurfaced. Craig Ferguson doing a monologue for his old show saying, "I'm not going to make fun of her. She's a poor girl. She's got problems. I'm going to leave her alone. And I wish everybody else would leave her alone." And I didn't remember that then. But yeah, I mean, everybody just became fodder for morning shows and talk shows. And she was news. And it was important breaking news that this poor girl snapped. And what was the other part about that? South Park. Remember that South Park? They made that point when they did the episode of her. She blows her head off and she's just...
Yeah.
But the paparazzi created this mess. We don't really have that anymore. Certainly not in the last year and a half because of the pandemic, but or year and a month or whatever. But, you know, they still follow around the royal couple, you know, but nobody's dogging and hounding people anymore.
No. And a lot of the things that they said too about like how, you know, she was villainized by Justin Timberlake. And yeah. People attacked her over that just because she didn't want to. Maybe she cheated on him. Who gives a shit? They're like 18. Who cares?
Yeah. And that was all media shit. All media controlled shit. I mean, all just, hey, Britney, blah, 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 blah. But if you had.
I came away from it feeling very sorry for her.
Me too. I felt really bad for her and bad for those fans who are QAnon types. I mean, that's what they are.
They're delusional, crazy cult people for sure.
Right. You know, and that's the thing about conspiracies. If you allow them to fester, you see what happens. So instead of storming the Capitol building, they'll be storming Britney Spears' father's house. So if they can lift, if they can climb over the fence.
I'm a neutral party, though. I volunteer to take care of her finances for her.
I'm sure you would.
I'll do it.
And she's smart. She's not working until her father's done. So when her father's either dead or taken off of the conservatorship or however the hell you say it, then she'll start working again. So good for her for putting her foot down. I saw her in a concert one time. I enjoyed it. It was 2000 or 2001. You didn't go with me, did you, Jeff?
No.
Yeah. It was funny. I went out into the middle of I was in the lawn at Lakewood and I sparked up a doob. And there were people standing around me, like mothers with their daughters. They're just staring at me like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? I'm like, man, I got to be here.
Don't mind me. I'll just be taking my pants off.
Well, I wasn't doing that. Sick fuck. Anything else? Because we got our contestants coming up pretty soon.
No, that's all for the news for now.
That's terrible. I'm going to masturbate here.
Quick. When you started yelling Freebird, that was too much.
Yeah. I've actually been threatened to be kicked out of places for doing that. So I stopped doing it years ago.
That's a good, I don't know. You should bring it back.
I always wanted to yell at Ryan Adams, summer of 69. So he got mad, but he canceled himself. So there you go. That'll never happen unless I see him at a bar. No, we lost four or five people. Jeff, who died?
Oh, you want to do that before the game?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to email them and get them on board here shortly. So
Christopher Plummer, actor.
Speaking of
music, 91 years old.
Yeah, he had a very long career, and he worked right up to the end, didn't he?
Yeah. He was just in that movie where he played the guy that came out, even though he was like 90 years old or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, of course,
Saturday. Does he still act?
I think so.
Yeah, his daughter is, what is her name?
Amanda? Amanda. Is that a daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey Bunny.
I haven't seen her in anything lately, but I think she's still working.
Motherfuckers move, but I'll execute every last one of you. Sorry, Jeff. Yeah, that's I love Christopher. He's in one of our favorite 80s movies of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing my beat magazine.
Dragnet.
Yeah, Dragnet.
From Orange County, here we go.
Muzz, Amel Muzz.
And Marty Schottenheimer, long time football coach.
Pennsylvania boy. That was pretty sad. You know, he was almost the coach of Mansfield University's football team.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, our friend Stu, his dad, told me that story a long time ago, but he was interviewed to be the coach of Mansfield University's football team. And I don't think they accept, I think they passed on him and went for the guy that was there for a long time. His name was Al Sasser, Coach Al Sasser. And then Schottenheimer went on to, you know, do what he did.
Right. Yeah, he's passed. He was 77.
Yeah.
We lost Mary Wilson, the co-founder of the Supremes. She was 76 years old.
She was cool. Do you guys like the Supremes? Do you remember them enough where you liked
them?
Those songs are the Supremes. Great.
Yeah.
Timeless.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Get them on a loop with some Sam Cooke and some Contours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bet you by golly, wow.
And finally, someone who's passed that Tim tried to assassinate years ago.
I wasn't alive then. I mean, I was, but I couldn't have made it to Georgia, and let alone sniper a rifle.
Larry Flint, actual smut peddler, has passed away at 78.
When I get to heaven, I'm first thing I'm going to do is fuck, I'll see you because I'll have my car back.
They haven't said the cause of death yet or anything, but another sad loss for the world of pornography.
Is Hustler still a thing?
I don't know. Could be.
It's got to be.
I don't know. Just, do you,
digital
do you,
now or something.
Yeah, doesn't? It probably ran the same way that Playboy tried to on a digital format.
Yeah, we took all the nudity out of Hustler and it ended up being one page.
Now it's just Sudoku.
It's all cartoons.
Do they make any Jack mags anymore? Are those things even a thing?
I mean, yeah, it's called Pornhub.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I meant on a magazine.
I haven't been into a Texaco in a while, so I don't know. Usually they'd bundle them all up. You get, you know, Hustler, Barely Legal, and then
Club.
Sherry. We. All that horrible shit.
Biggins.
What's that?
Biggins.
Biggins.
What was the Black Tail?
That's an actual mag. It was a magazine, but Norm MacDonald used to bring it up all the time. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, did you ever hork that?
Yeah, all the time. That's my favorite one to hork.
Jeff liked Velvet. I sure didn't feel like that. Never mind. I don't want to go down that role. We've already been gross enough on this show. Hey, one of our contestants is in the queue. So
all right.
We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, oh, rest in peace to all those people, but especially Larry Flint.
And Chick Corea just passed, too.
That's true.
Oh, that Chick Corea. I love Chick Corea. Damn it.
All right. So we'll be right back. All right. Now I'm going to thank our sponsors. We have two sponsors. They've been with us for a long time, and they stuck with us throughout the first year of the COVID pandemic. We don't know how long it's going to last this year. So let's just say the first year, and we hope that it won't go on much longer than that. But anyhow, I want to thank Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza and Euro, serving Conyers in the East Metro Atlanta area since 1983. Mike Hall and his staff truly appreciate your business, and thank you for your continued support during the year that never happened, or we wish never happened. When's the last time you guys were out there?
Remember when we all went out there when they opened? Yeah.
Well, I've been out since then a couple times. Mm-hmm. But didn't we recently have a listener show up there?
Yeah, Tim. Tim went out there.
Yeah, Tim Allen. He goes out there weekly.
Oh,
I think he eats lunch a couple times a week out there. Okay. He's a great radio.
If you go out there, and I notice that some people do this, if you go to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, post on our social media, either in the Radio Shack or on our Facebook page. Let us know that you were there, and we'll give you a shout out for in both of our sponsors.
Get their Greek salad. They make their own dressing, and it is out of this world.
And cannoli. Get the cannoli.
Get the cannoli, yeah.
But leave the gun at home. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is open for dine-in services, or if you prefer, you can give them a call and place your own takeout order. You can also order online for pickup or delivery through their website at atlantapizzaeuro.com. And I've made a decision when it comes to this kind of thing. If I'm going to order something and the restaurant doesn't deliver, I'm going to go pick it up because I'm sick of Uber and their Uber Eats or any of those things. They take their middleman cut. Then you got to tip the driver, which I don't mind doing that at all. But a lot of times they screw your order up and then you're left with nothing. And plus, restaurants kind of get fucked by those apps. So if you can, do whatever you can to just go pick it up. That's what I'm going to do. Visit them on Facebook or leave them a positive review on Google, as it helps their business continue to grow. And our other sponsor, I would be remiss to leave him out, and that would be Brett Perkins and his business LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They have all your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2000. Let me scroll this up so I don't say it wrong. 2005. I didn't want to give them two extra years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices. If you're in the market for something that he has to offer you, call 706-316-9366 or email at athens@ldiline.com.
And I know Brett personally. He's a hell of a guy. And he has great taste in movies and comedy. And yeah, you should totally do business with him if you're building some shit.
Hell yeah. Call, goddammit.
He should come on the show sometime. Tell
us about he should.
Backpacks and shit, and tell us about his business.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. Hey, if you're out there and you'd like to be a sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, just hit me up. We'll figure it out. All right?
And we're back.
That's right. We are back and we are going to play Danger Zone. You know, someday we'll have intro music for this and we'll have fun. But, you know, Zoom hasn't really caught up with the demands that we have. So joining us this week to play Danger Zone, we have two very loyal radios. Let me introduce you first, ladies first, to Laura Connolly. Laura, welcome.
Hi.
Now, Laura, I believe, is Canadian.
I am.
Take off, eh?
What part of Canada are you from?
Toronto.
Oh, the nice part.
Accent. I've been here too long.
No, you said it right. Toronto.
Right.
He did not work on Yonge Street. Our next guest, she knows what I'm talking about. Or no, Church Street. It's, never mind. Anyway, also joining us, Chad Shepherd, who we have met before, and he also made us, he made a Redbox troll, and it's a stuffed little thing. Do you still have that, Chad?
It's at my parents' house. My wife would not let me bring it home.
Really?
He says it's very scary looking. So it's coming to you. I'm going to give it to you.
You don't have to give it to it.
Yes. Ever since I heard that in the promo, I was like, no, I need to give that to them. So
wait, what did you hear in the promo?
Well, your promo when you said, "Oh, Chad Shepherd made had you had a maid." Well, he kept it. Oh, like, I don't want it now.
Well, I wasn't being. I feel like I sound worse than I was.
I know. If you're not even allowed to enjoy it, you might as well let us have it.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll enjoy it. welcome to both of you. Now, the way play this game is we have five songs from movie soundtracks from the 1980s. The best three out of five. Gets a t-shirt from our Radio Labyrinth store. If you're interested in a t-shirt like that, just look in the show notes, either on YouTube or whatever audio you have, excuse me. Ooh. And the runner-up gets some stickers mailed. So we love that you guys agreed to come on. We want to do more stuff like this, more listener interaction, more stuff on Facebook, bringing it to the show. Because if you're supporting us, then you should be a part of the show. The game will be fun. So I'll read. Actually, I'm going to sing the lines. And Chad is actually a singer. I'm not. So you'll have to guess. Some of them will be easy. Some of them will be difficult. And if you guys are ready, I will get started with song number one.
Ready.
Now, let me sing the first couple lines. And when I'm done, say your name because I can't see you. Rising up back on the street.
Laura.
Chad.
No. Laura.
Rocky.
Name of the song?
I have the tiger. I that was Survivor. No, I got it wrong.
Oh, that's right.
That's no, right.
Right?
You got it right. Even though technically it's Rocky III.
Rocky III.
You got it right.
Well, if you had to tell me exactly which Rocky it was, I would have no idea.
I'm going to give you the point. Chad, do you object or no?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I thought it was the original Rocky.
No, the original Rocky is Fly Robin Fly.
Oh, the disco, isn't that like a disco song? Fly, Robin, fly. Yeah.
Up to the sky.
Take Batman with you.
Oh, let's see. Okay, number two, song number two.
Uh-oh, my dog found a squeaky toy. Oh.
I thought that was a baby. I'm like, uh-oh, baby.
My dogs are squeaky toys. Little Jack Russells.
Number two. Who knows what tomorrow brings in a world few hearts survive? All I know is where I feel.
Oh, Chad.
Chad.
Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong.
Movie?
Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
I got nowhere else to go.
All right, mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah, Louis Gossett Jr. won an Oscar for that movie, man. Oh. And then he played the same character in every movie after that, Iron Eagle. We got to go blow up Libya.
Wasn't it disturbing, though? If you saw that movie when you were a kid, I saw it when I was a kid, David Keith hanging himself in the shower. That was a lot. That was a lot to take in as a child.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Remember at the end of Wizard of Oz when she melts the witch? Water? Spoiler alert. All right, song number three. Song number three. It's tied up 1-1.
Tied up 1-1.
I tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen.
Chad.
Chad.
9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
What's the movie?
9 to 5.
Okay.
Trick question.
All right. Moving along, it's 2-1. Chad is in the lead. Laura, hang in there. You're going to come back. I know you are. Okay. Last fire. What? Will rise behind those eyes. Black House will rock. Blind boys don't lie. Come to your brother. Thou shalt not die. Unchain me. Thou shalt not fear. Love is with your brother. I'll give you a hint. Come with us, Michael.
I got nothing.
It's in the murder capital of the world.
Right.
That's the one thing he hated about Santa Carla.
Yeah.
I know the movie, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
The movie The Lost Boys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Am I the only one that bought this tape and lost it 3 times and I replaced it and bought it again?
Or people know, gonna have a good time tonight. Rock and roll music gonna be, you know, with the saxophone and the shirt.
That's the one I knew.
All right, well, that's Cry Little Sister, the theme from The Lost Boys.
Cry Little Sister.
All right, let's revisit. Who got Eye of the Tiger? Laura got Eye of the Tiger. Up Where We Belong and 9 to 5 were both Chad. And song number four went to nobody. So there's one more. Now, Laura, you could tie. And then, and then we'll have to figure out how to do the tiebreaker. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I got to find where to read this where I don't give it away. Una poca de gracia pa mi pa ti y arriba, arriba.
Laura. Arriba.
Laura.
La Bamba?
Yeah. Can you name the movie?
Was it also called La Bamba?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Woo.
Now you got to do my suggestion for the tiebreaker.
No, we're not doing that. Chad might get it, but I don't know.
I'm gonna send you a tiebreaker.
You're going to do it right now? You're going to put it in the doc?
I'm just going to send it to you. I'm just text it to you.
Oh, okay, go ahead. See, we're medic. We do everything on the live. Don't send me the Baby Yoda getting shot again like you thought it was funny. Oh, this is a good one. You got the lyrics or do I need to look them up?
You know it. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Hang on. All right. You guys, I'm going to find the lyrics real quick. And then go ahead and this will be the tiebreaker. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Oh, fucking, they put The Weeknd up there. Fuck you. People are clamoring for that.
Super Bowl 55.
Love. I get so lost sometimes. Dry.
Chad. Say Anything is a movie.
Yes.
Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes.
There you go. Ding, ding.
That's
ding,
it.
Chad wins. Congratulations, Chad. But Laura, you are definitely not a loser. No one's saying
thanks.
No one's saying that at all.
It was a close match.
I'm a winner.
You are a winner. Look at all those ribbons behind.
What's those freaking medals? Yeah.
Let's all go to the peelers.
I don't have any medals.
I feel like we should make some Radio Labyrinth medals.
You should.
I've never won anything.
Well, we'll all get one.
Yeah.
So you guys, Chad, you just need to let, and hopefully Dustin doesn't mind this, let Dustin know what shirt you want and give him your address. And Laura, give him your address and we'll send you out the prizes.
Sounds good.
And we love that you played. I hope you guys had a good time.
Yeah, good time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I hope you'll come back and play again sometime.
You guys can winners play again? I know that's a radio thing that you winners can't always.
You have to wait a year before you can
win. Wait a year, yeah, that's it.
Eventually, we'll have enough winners to where we can battle winners head to head with
each other. Yeah. By the way, this isn't radio. You don't have to wait 6 weeks. Okay. There's a W. I have to wait 2 weeks.
Right.
No, you can win your boat show tickets.
Send us $10.99.
Yeah, Chad, have you ever won radio prizes, Laura?
Yes.
I did.
Several times.
Oh, okay.
Just one time for me, I won a car payment from 99X.
Oh, that's cool. Did they 1099 you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, it should have been less than $600, so you might not have had to pay taxes, right?
Maybe I didn't have to actually do anything with it, but they still sent me a form.
Yeah. And Chad, what did you win?
The last thing that I won was Justin Haywood from Moody Blues.
Oh, cool. What station?
The River.
Nice.
And it was at the Coca-Cola Roxy. I'd never been there before.
Oh, the new one or the old one?
The one in Buckhead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
the Roxy's now at whatever turn it's called. The Battery. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's the old one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the Roxy, man. It was a cool place. It's called something else now. But it's
the Roxy Theater, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, it's still the Roxy in Buckhead? Oh.
Oh, and no, the Battery one.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I don't know how to say goodbye in Canadian.
G'day. No, not g'day.
Take off, eh?
Take off.
Take off, you hosers. We're going to see the Peelers.
Yeah. No point in steering now, eh? All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Man, that was fun. I think that one went a little bit better. So thank you for the suggestions, you guys. I didn't pick, deep cuts from films. We're going to have to step into the 80s and maybe put it into the 70s as well.
Okay.
Because, there's not that many, believe it or not. And, you know, all of them are Kenny Loggins in the 80s, most of them.
I sent you one that you said was way too hard.
Which one was it?
If I tell you now, we can't use it.
Footloose, kick off your Sunday shoe.
I got it, you.
Very obscure.
What was the one you sent me? I won't use it, so you can tell us.
You mean to tell you now?
Yeah.
It's the song from Cobra.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows that.
Some people know it.
What's the Kenny Loggins song from Over the Top? Do you guys remember that one?
Meet me halfway.
Yeah.
Across the sky.
I'm with Obvious.
And his other lesser known song from Footloose, which, you know, has to be put into every training montage, is never, 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 never gonna hide your heart.
You know, my favorite Kenny Loggins song is the duet he does with Stevie Nicks.
Really?
Yeah. Throwing us a heavenly night, and I never dreamed such a beautiful sight.
Yeah. I like the one he did with Michael McDonald. I love the one that he did, the trio that he did with Michael McDonald and Thundercat, like last year or the year before.
Oh, I haven't really paid attention to his new stuff.
No, it's just a Thundercat album. He just got
Oh, the movie.
Loggins to sing on it in that one song.
Thundercats, the cartoon?
Thundercat. You don't know who Thundercat is?
No. Rapper?
Oh, never. No, he's not a rapper. He's like a... He's like a... I can't explain what he is. He's I'll like send a you cat. A Thundercat song.
All right, send me a Thundercat. Thundercat.
It's made out of thunder.
That's right.
You know, Thundercat.
Meows lightning.
You've seen him like he has dreadlocks and like blue lasers shooting out of his eyes?
Yeah.
Really. Oh, that old thing?
Well, that clears it up. I don't know who that is. But you'll send me the song and I'll listen to it. You guys know who Sleaford Mods are? Mm-mm. Yeah, check that out. British techno punk rap. Grinding halt there. Coming up next week on the show, we got Joel Murray coming up in March. We have Waco and Roger. They're going to talk about their Netflix deal, their new show, and more Paradise, a PED. So thank you, Jeff, for your work on that. And Steph, before we go, tell us about the doggies.
Yeah, so if you guys are in the market for a new dog, we got a bunch of them. So go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Or if you'd like to help us out, foster, if you'd like us to, you know, if you'd like to help us do freedom rides. We need people to just give dogs a ride from the shelter to the vet, you know, to bust them out of jail.
Is that freedom ride? Up, Rand.
Anything like that. And of course, we always need your money. We will always take every dime that you make, everything that you have, give it to us so that we can help the dogs. Because what are you going to do with it? You're just going to spend it on yourself, you selfish piece of crap. So just give it to us. BarkvilleDogRescue.org.
Oof. You hear that, Brittany's dad? Barkville needs the money.
Yeah, you can take over the conservatorship for the dog. All right, guys, good show.
It's tax deductible.
Thanks again to Laura and Chad. I hope they had fun. I think that's a fun game. So, and I love
it.
How we're bringing people in and talking on the show like we've been promising, or I've been promising for 17 years. So thank you very much. And we will talk to you guys next week. And until then, keep it
canon.
Brian Smith. All right. So it's 2021, and now it's time to thank our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. Are you curious about being a Radio Labyrinth Patreon producer? All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. When I set up the Patreon, we didn't know the name of the show yet. So that's why it's never been changed. But it is the Radio Labyrinth Patreon page. And we have several members that we'd like to thank tonight. These are our producers. The producers come in at the $25 tier or higher. And you are a producer of the show. And everybody who's joined at that level has received a gift or a t-shirt and or whatever we were giving away at the time. And some of you people have been with us for a very long time. Orchestrated it into some tiers with some cool radio, you know, because we call everybody that listens to the show a radio, right?
Right. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So what I did is if you've been with the show 4 years or longer, you're a general manager. That means you can fuck off all day, wear a suit, and hide in your office.
What if you're... none of these are micro general managers. These are all cool people.
Yeah, well, they're cool general managers. They leave you alone. And then if you've been with the show 2 to 3 years, you are a program director, which means you pick the music from a very small list that some consultant with a bunch of idiots in a hotel decided they like to listen to. And those are the songs you have to play.
Doesn't sound bitter at all.
I'm not bitter. That's just the reality of radio. And then if you're less than 2 years, up to 2 years, let's say up instead of less, up is a nicer word. You're a DJ spinning those hits. You don't spin anything. You push a button. In fact, you don't have to push anything. You just stare at it. Hey, the computer is playing another song. That's all you got to do if you're a DJ. In fact, DJs now are like, what, the marshmallow, and they play the noise. And you know, for the young people.
You got to spin it on the ones and the twos.
Yeah, the young kids. You don't have to, you don't take a record. You know, if it's a 33 and a third record, you turn it a half turn because, and if it's a 45 LP, you put the thing in the middle and you only go a quarter turn. But 45s were overplayed because they were the singles and then they would have Q-burn, which is why in the 70s and 80s, when you listen to the radio and you're, that's because Q-burn. There you go. You got a little lesson in radio. So, without further ado, let's start with our general managers at 4 years or longer. We have Eric Malmstrom, who came on board in October of 2016.
Yay, Eric.
I mean, putting it in this perspective really shows you how dedicated and how awesome all of our listeners are. But wow. Also from October 2016, Keith Tate.
Keith Tate.
November 2016, Matt Carter.
Matt Carter, man. Mm-hmm. All these guys, yeah. I just want to say Eric Malmstrom and Matt Carter, they always support my dog stuff. I'm just throwing that in there. So not only do they produce the show, and they just always are so supportive like that.
Yeah, they're everyone that listens, man, you guys that are interactive like this, you guys are the best. And we don't say it enough, so we're going to say it every week. And then Chad Shepard from October of 2017. Those are the OGs. Those are the GMs. You guys are the GMs.
Chad Shepard gave you, had a Redbox troll doll made for you for Christmas.
Oh, he did. Who has it?
Who has the doll?
He has it. We didn't. No one, none of us. What?
I don't think he gave it to you. I think he showed it.
Yeah, he showed it to me. I was hoping he was going to give it to us. He's like, no, it's mine.
You paid like $150 to
it's a big high-ticket item.
It's pretty fucking cool. That's all I can.
Yeah.
All right. So our program director is coming in at 2 to 3 years. We have the great Sean Hall, who was one of the last people I actually did something with outside of the house last year. We went to see the rugby game, which was really cool over in Cobb County, Arietta. We had a lot of fun. No one seemed to be, I was nervous because I'm a nervous Nelly, but right before all the shutdown started happening, Sean Hall and his family were there and we got to go and Sean came with me, Mike TV's husband. So Sean Hall's been with us since April of 2018. Awesome guy. Thank you. Mike D. August 2018. Also a great guy. Thank you. John Sutherland, from a big fan of not only Radio Labyrinth, but also the Von Hessler Doctrine. Awesome guy. He came to see me do that show down in East Atlanta when I was baked and we just sat there and had a good time. He was awesome. I had a beer with him. He's been around since December of 2018. Also got me that really cool kiss thing that I did, with Trump. Anyway, so thank you. DJ Spit in the Hitch, up to 2 years. I'm gonna do this. We got Tim Slayton coming in November 2019. Tim Slayton, thank you very much, Tim Slayton. We've got Chris Chandler, who dropped in December of 2020. Thank you very much, Chris Chandler. Todd Ellis joined. 1 year anniversary right now, celebrating his 1 year anniversary, Todd Ellis, January 2020. And then wrapping it up, there's Roby Neely, who came on board in November 2019. Had to take a break because of the COVID economy. But now he's back and he's producing the show. So thank you very much, Roby Neely. You can do it without you.
Thank you, guys.
We do have two assistant producers. I want to give honorable shout-outs to. And that'd be Emily Warren, who came on board in May 2018. And Buck Monterey. What a great name. He should be a disc jockey. Hey, Buck, you ever thought about being a disc jockey? It's Buck Monterey coming at you. Buck Monterey spinning the hitch here from December of 2017. So that's everybody. Thank you, guys. That is everybody. Those are our producers.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, so much.
Yes, and if you donate at any level, stick around because, we give you a crappy little thing where it scrolls by so fast you can't even know it. But thank you guys very much, and please stick with us. We're going to keep making content for you and shows for you, and we got an interview coming up next week with Alan and Donna Stare from the WKRP Cast podcast, what's it called officially, Jeff? Yeah, WKRP Cast. Yeah, I should have not put the space in there. But anyway, we're going to have a good time talking to them. And hopefully we'll have our secret Forged in Fire guest on soon to talk about Forged in Fire. And if his, whatever he made, he'll kill.
Very cool.
And more importantly, it will kill.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.